We heard in that first reading, famous reading, we've all heard it before, "Vanity of vanities," says Koheleth, "vanity of vanities, all things are vanity." I have worked hard in my life for many, many years, and many of you have also worked hard in your lives for what you have. And I've had to work hard for the goals for which I've sacrificed many things to achieve, and so have many of you. One of my greatest fears is of finding out that all my work and effort amounted to nothing. It's a fear I have. Imagine building something at great cost and effort and sacrifice, and then have it mean nothing, have it be completely destroyed as if it never existed. Or imagine having tons of money, millions of dollars, let's say, and then discovering you do not have a good use for it, except to spend it on yourself. Vanity. Imagine working on something for years and seeing that it was for nothing. What you assumed was important wasn't important. Can you imagine something like that? Useless. Useless. That's the fear we have. A complete waste. And these thoughts frustrate me. They depress me. But people do useless things all the time. I've heard that one of the meanings of the Hebrew word for vanities is the word bubble. Now we can see a soap bubble float up in the air. It rises and it attracts our attention. We're fascinated by its shininess, its gleam. And then we follow it as it floats in the air. And as we focus on it, poof, it's gone. There's nothing left. Bubble. Vanity. Jesus told a parable of a rich man who sought to store up his riches, saying to himself, "Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, and be merry." That's kind of what I think of retirement being like. I tried it once. It was a bubble. But God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" This man's riches were his bubble. We all have bubbles. He was hypnotized by his bubble. Suddenly, poof, it was not the most important thing. He saw himself losing his life. And he not paid attention to that very much. People do useless things all the time. I've done them, you've done them. The problem is we fail to pay attention to the most important things. We fail to discern what's most important. There's some examples that I find all around us. For example, we allow our children to imitate us with our fascination with cell phones and with our faces in the screens and texting all the time. And we all spend too much time looking at the screens of our cell phones. This smartphone, or is it really a bubble? We permit our children to waste their school years all too often. They complain about their homework and how hard it is, and they become disinterested in school, they waste their time, they drop out or fail to get good jobs, useless. And the years of their school years have become a bubble. They get tattoos and body piercings. Useless bubbles, illusions. They seek meaningful things in meaning out of drugs and alcohol, sex, music. Useless bubbles. And then, pop, gone. Wasted. That scares me about my own family. It scares me about myself. Am I doing something that's really important? Or so often adults have children, but almost immediately they change their careers, their focuses on their careers and their addictions and their bubbles, and they fail to raise their children by being involved in their lives and encourage them to distinguish between bubbles, illusions, and real things and important things. Can you tell me what divorce is? Isn't it the result of distraction? Adults marry and then they get distracted by the other bubbles, the other illusions in their lives, and that appear more important. And they fail to remember that what really happened was they married their first baby, baby number one, and they forget that. And they forget that their baby number one needs to be nurtured and loved for the rest of their lives, and that was their promise. And they get distracted. Children arrive, and these new children become more important than their biggest babies, and baby number one is no longer baby number one. That's when problems begin. If they spent more time making sure that baby number one was always baby number one and felt loved and nurtured, then their marriage would probably not end up like a popped bubble. In our parish, we've attempted to provide alternatives to life's many bubbles. We've attempted to provide hope to our parishioners for things that are really real. And we invite people all the time to get involved with them. Ministries like St. Vincent de Paul, that's real. That's real. We provide sacraments and ways to live out our sacramental life and in preparation for eternal life. That's hope. That's real hope. We provide programs for spiritual growth, spiritual learning. And we provide opportunities for good parenting with focus on the children, focus on spouses and children, like our Movimiento Familiar, the Christian Family Movement, or our award-winning Boy Scout programs, our Catholic education program, our sending kids to Catholic schools, that tuition support program. We brought the sisters, the disciples of Jesus, to provide examples of living life for God. And I really hope that some of our daughters will learn from them, and that we'll see some of them begin to consider religious life, serving others, just like I hope we begin to see some of our sons consider the priesthood. St. Paul tells us, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is on earth, for you have died. He's speaking of our baptism. And your life is now hidden with Christ in God. St. Paul's talking about our sacramental lives with Christ. If we do that, if we live our sacramental life, then we won't be living lives of vain bubbles. Paul tells us, put to death then the parts of you that are earthly, immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and the greed that is idolatry. He says, don't be mesmerized by your bubbles. Stop lying to one another, since you've taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self. And that new life is life in the sacraments, anticipating and preparing ourselves for life in the kingdom of God. Remember the teachings of the church. Don't miss Mass. Receive Holy Communion every chance you get. Go to confession regularly. And with the grace of God, if you do those things and you trust in Him, everything else just seems to fall in place. And the goal is to have the right compass. If we follow the bubbles, we lose our way. And all will have been in vain.